ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं बन्धुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्थो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 4, the Hamsa Guhya Prayers, text number 8.
Aho Prajapati Pati Bhagavan Hare Abhyayaha ओषधिश्च ससस्रजोर्जम् इषं विभुः। अहो प्रजापतिपते अहो प्रजापतिपते भगवान् हरिरव्ययः ससरोर्जम् इषं विभो ससरोर्जम् इषं विभो। अहो प्रजापतिपते भगवान् हरिरव्ययः वनस्पतिम् ओषधैश्च ससरोर्जम् इषं विभो। अहो विलास प्रजापति पति The Lord of all the Lords of created beings, Bhagavan Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, Abhyayaha, indestructible, Vanaspatim, the trees and the plants, Oshadihi, the herbs, Cha, and Sasrajya, created Urjam, invigorating. Isham, food. Vibhuhu, the Supreme Being.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, is the master of all living entities, including all the Prajapatis, such as Lord Brahma. Because He is the all-pervading and indestructible master, He has created all these trees and vegetables as eatables for other living entities.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Soma, the predominating deity of the moon, reminded the Prachetas that this vegetation had been created by the Lord of Lords to provide food for everyone. If the Prachetas tried to kill them off, their own subjects would also suffer, for trees are also required for food.
Very sharp purport. If you allow, I'll read the next sloka also, please.
Annam charanam achara hi apada padacharinam ahasta hasta yuktanam dhipadam cha chatushpatam.
Prabhupada, translation by Srila Prabhupada.
By nature's arrangement, fruits and flowers are considered the food of insects and birds. Grass and other legless living entities are meant to be the food for four-legged animals like cows and buffalo. Animals that cannot use their front leg as hands are meant to be the food of animals like tigers, which have claws, and the four-legged animals like deer and goats, as well as the food grains, are meant to be the food of human beings.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
By nature's law, or the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one kind of living entity is eatable by other living entities. As mentioned here, dvipadam cha chatushpata, the four-legged animals, chatushpata, as well as food grains, are eatables for human beings, dvipadam. These four-legged animals are those such as deer and goats, not cows, which are meant to be protected. Generally, the men of the higher classes of society, the Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaisyas, do not eat meat. Sometimes, Kshatriya go to the forest to kill animals like deer because they have to learn the art of killing, and sometimes they eat the animals also. Sudras too eat animals such as goats. Cows, however, are never meant to be killed or eaten by human beings. In every Shastra, cow killing is vehemently condemned. Indeed, one who kills a cow must suffer for as many years as there are hairs on the body of a cow. Manu Samhita says, Pravritir esha bhutanam nivritistu mahaphala. We have many tendencies in the material world, but in human life one is meant to learn how to curb those tendencies. Those who desire to eat meat may satisfy the demands of their tongues by eating lower animals, but they should never kill cows, who are actually accepted as the mothers of human society because they supply milk. The Shastra especially recommends Krishi Gorakshya. The Vaisya section of humanity should arrange for the food of the entire society through agricultural activities and should give full protection to the cows, which are the most useful animals because they supply milk to human society.
So we are having a discussion about the Soma, the moon god, is trying to give some guidance and advice for Prachetas. Who are Prachetas? Anybody remember Prachetas? Hare Krishnas? Here? Prachetas? Anybody remember Prachetas? So many cantos are gone. Who are Prachetas? Prachini Barhi, yeah. What is King Prachini Barhi very famous for? Hare Krishna, you are all very busy. Yeah, what is King Prachini Barhi very famous? He is famous for one very particular thing, very famous. Performing sacrifices, especially killing animals, animal killing. That is very, very famous actually. And there is one great saintly person instructed Prachini Barhi to stop this killing. Very easy to remember. Who?
Narada.
See? So it's like you can't be wrong actually. You can say like Narada Muni. Yeah, Narada Muni instructed him, no, you are killing all these animals, all the animals are waiting there. He showed also, like all the animals are waiting there, just waiting for an opportunity when you are going to kick the bucket and then they are going to go on a ride and you. So it's so fortunately this Prachini Barhishit's sons, Prachetas, they were very fortunate. They were very, very fortunate. And they had one other good fortune also. They made one great, great personality also. Anyone remember which personality they made? Lord Shiva. This Mataji will answer everything. I am expecting other small Matajis whether they remember. Because we were reading. By the time we read second canto, first canto is forgotten. By the time we come to fourth canto, sixth canto, the rest of the thing is forgotten. So we have to at least remember some of the salient topics. Like Sukadeva Goswami instruct, all these things, some of the things we have to remember. Because otherwise, you know, like that is why when Srila Prabhupada, when he says something, we have to connect. Like, we have to connect. What Prabhupada is, why Prabhupada is saying that? So, something we have to try to connect and understand. So, yes, Prachetas, because they are great devotees of the Lord, and then that's why Lord Shiva became very, very happy with them. So, this is another beauty. Because when a devotee of the Lord, everybody is happy with them. Shiva personally came, and it's not easy to have darshan of Lord Shiva, and then personally Lord Shiva gave darshan to Prachetas and then instructed all the prayers and everything they gave. So here in this section of the sloka today, he said Soma, the supreme personality of Godhead Sri Hari, is the master of all living entities. Krishna is the master of all living entities, including the Prajapati. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he is like a Prapitama. Because he is like all the Brahmaji is there. But even he is bigger than Brahma. Brahma is only coming from Vishnu. So all this, he is a Prajapati. So now he is like a lord of all the lords. And it says, such as Lord Brahma, because he is all pervading and indestructible master, he has created all these trees and vegetables as eatables for other living entities. Srila Prabhupada explains in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita very nicely that how the whole thing works. Just read, not the whole thing, but third chapter, sloka number 10. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generation of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu and blessed them by saying, be thou happy by this yajna, sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. There is a plan. The plan being, we have come to this material world, somehow or other we have come to the material world. So Krishna has given all the facilities for living here comfortably and also at the end of the life achieving, go back home, back to that. So that facility is given. So for that purpose only the whole material world is created. And Lord Krishna, the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu. So that is the underlining thing. Because if the sacrifice for Vishnu is not performed, then karma bandhan. The before sloka only it says, yajyartat karmano anyatra loko yam karma bandhana tadartam karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Because the work has for Lord Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise the work will cause bondage in this material world. Any work which is done for any other purpose is going to create bondage. Karma. You do some activity, you are going to result in reaction. But a pure devotional activity, that does not create any karma. There is no karma for devotional activities. That is why we have to make sure whatever activities we perform in this lifetime, there is no resultant reaction. As most of the activities should be in the service of the Lord. So that way, it's a whole life is molded in such a way that you don't perform any activity which is not devotional activity. So that is our duty. Our duty, Prabhupada says in one of the purport, the life has to be molded in such a way that we remember Krishna by doing, perform all these activities. And there is a nice passage Sukadeva Goswami is quoting. here Prajapati we are talking about here. Shriyapati, Yajyapati, Prajapati, Dhiyampati, Lokapati, Dharapati, Patir Gatis, Chandaka, Vrishni, Satvatam, Prasiditam me Bhagavan, Satampati. It is said, the Prajapati is like Vishnu and he is the Lord of all living creatures, all worlds and all beauties and all the products, protector of everyone. The Lord created this material world to enable the conditioned souls to learn how to perform yajna, sacrifices for the satisfaction of Vishnu, so that while in the material world they can live very comfortably without anxiety, and after finishing the present material body they can enter into the kingdom of God. That is the only purpose. Only purpose is, we hear, you perform these duties, perform your sacrifices, please Lord Vishnu, and at the end of the life finish all your business and go back, come back to God. That's it. All other purposes are superfluous. All other activities which we do in the material world are superfluous. They are not that important compared to that important activity of remembering Vishnu and going back to Krishna. That is only thing. And Prabhupada says here in the purport, Soma, the predominating deity of the moon, reminded the Prachetas that this vegetation had been created by the Lord of Lords to provide food for everyone. Because it's why? Because the Prachetas were performing tapasya. And they were performing tapasya. And Prachini Barhi, he also went to the forest. But nobody is there to look after the kingdom. There is no kingdom, there is no king, there is no administration. And this is like, so all the trees are all over the place. Sometimes it happens when you go to India for 2-3 months and then come out, the whole grass, everything is just like, and the council will send a letter, no? Like, you know, your duty is to, you are supposed to mow the lawn, moving all these things. They, right? The same way, Prachetas were away for so long and all the trees are all over the place and they get very, very angry. Why they got angry? Because this is like we are supposed to rule and these trees are giving a lot of trouble. And then they started cutting out, they created fire and from their mouth, because the yogic perfection is there, and they tried to destroy the trees. So destroying the trees didn't start now, started before also. Because sometimes people wonder whether they're destroying the trees now only happening, but the destroying the trees started long back. And then this is Soma, the predominating deity of the moon, reminded. So it is very interesting. In the Vedic system, when one personality performs an activity, this is a great personality, not a Prachetas, not an ordinary person. It's not an ordinary person, some fellow just makes a mistake or anything. So personality makes some small deviation, immediately another personality comes and corrects also. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of examples. Can anyone think of any other example? Many examples are there. I am not restricting anything. There are so many examples are there. One personality performs something and then the other personality comes, please stop it. Yes? Murugari, the hunter. Yeah. And anyone else? Hare Krishna? And anybody? You can think of anyone? I think you are Ashtavadani. Hear this and draw Dasavadani also. Yeah. Anyone you can think of? Any other personality? They performed something and then some other personality came and forbade. You should not.
Prabhupada,
what did he do?
Huh?
What did he do?
He should correct his disciples.
Yes, very good. Very nice. That is good. I think of one example, Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was on a killing Yakshas, because some of the Yakshas killed Dhruva Maharaj's brother. What is Dhruva Maharaj's brother's name? Uttama. So he killed, and then Dhruva Maharaj went on a killing spree, just killing Yakshas left, right, center. So, and then who came?
Narada.
No, not Narada. This time we are a little bit wrong. Because that time? Manu. Swayambhuva Manu came and he instructed, by your activity you are displacing Kuvera. So then he immediately, see, this is the beauty. The beauty is, they are such a great souls. When somebody comes and corrects, immediately they don't get offended. Oh, how can you do? I am a Prachetas. I had darshan of Lord Shiva. I have darshan of this, that, that. And you are coming to correct me? No, immediately. Immediately. Oh, please. Yes, now I understood. So immediately they stop. Same way, Janamejaya. Janamejaya performed a sacrifice, Sarpa Yajna. And when there was one situation where the number of serpents are killed left, right, center, and there's another one Brahmana, one person, personality came and he said, please stop it. Immediately. See, this is the beauty. The beauty is the Vedic system has checks and balances are there. It's not like somebody is keep on performing this activity. Because so there is an authority. So you see, we have to abide by the authority. When Swayambhu Manu comes and says something, who are we? Because he is great grandfather. So Dhruva Maharaj immediately listen. Same way for us also, we have any activity we perform, that's why Prabhupada says, any activity whatever we perform has to be sadhu, sastra, guru. There has to be, there has to tally. It's not that like today I decided, okay, I will perform this activity. Without reference to the sadhu, sastra, guru, then that activity is little bit, we have to check ourselves. So this is a, so many points, I was thinking, like there's so many things we can learn from Srimad Bhagavatam. Even this is like one great personality is abiding by the instructions of the other personality. And Soma is a predominating deity of the moon. Reminded Prachetas. Soma is like we hear in Bhagavad Gita also about Soma. Anyway, what do we remember about Soma in Bhagavad Gita? Yes? Forgotten. No problem. That's all. Soma. Yes?
When person dies with their desire, they go to different places and
Soma. 15th chapter Krishna says very important sloka about Soma. He says, I think it's towards the end of 15th chapter. Just one second. This Soma, the source of agitation. Okay. He says, Yadhaditya gatam chedo jagat bhasayate akilam yat chandramasi yachagno tat tejo viddi mamatam. Krishna says in 15th chapter, the splendor of the sun which dissipates the darkness of this whole world comes from me, and the splendor of the moon and the splendor of the fire are also from me. Krishna says the moonshine, sunshine, when we see, we appreciate. Sometimes, especially when we in the night, you know, like the moonshine is very, very beautiful. We find very soothing. That's why that Nithai Pada Kamala Sloka, it says, Kodi Chandra Sushitam. So, this moonshine is Krishna. Krishna for giving, the sun is created by Krishna for the living entity's sustenance, and the moon is also. And the next sloka is saying, Gama Vishisa Bhutani Dharayami Aham Ojasa. Pushnami Aushadi Sarve Somo Bhutva Rasatmaka. Aushadi, same Aushadi is also coming here. And Prabhupada says, I enter into each planet and by my energy they stay in orbit. I become the moon and thereby supply the juice of life to all vegetables. The vegetables become beautiful, vegetables become very nutritious because of the moonshine. Prabhupada used to say, Because of the vegetable, the whole the taste of the vegetable is coming from moonshine. But the people who went to the moon, they say there is no vegetation there. How it is possible? How it is so much irony when they say that, okay, I went to the moon, but I could not find anything, only the rocks. But here, Shastra says completely different. The moon is responsible for the vegetation of all the living entities. So that is why Soma is requesting. Now you are destroying these things, it's not a very good idea. And that's why, and Srila Prabhupada says in the next sloka, by nature's law or arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one kind of living entity is eatable by other living entity. So this we cannot avoid. The world is like that only. One kind of living entity is a food for another kind of living entity. So this in Srimad Bhagavatam, when the Dhritarashtra, when Dhritarashtra is quitting his body, or about to quit his body, so there is a Narada Muni gives this famous sloka. I'll just read the this 1:13:47. Ahastani sahastanam apadhani chadushpatam falguni tatra mahatam jivo jivasya jivanam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, those who are devoid of hands are pray for those who have hands. Those devoid of legs are pray for the four-legged. The weak are the subsistence of the strong, and the general rule holds that one living being is food for another. So the whole nature is arranged in such a way, this jivo jivasya jivanam. So this you can't avoid that. Sometimes when the tiger eats a goat, that a goat did something else, and like you see this. But the interesting thing is, the human being has a standard. Even the tiger may eat the goat, the tiger may not get the karma. But a human being eats, then human being gets the karma. Because that is the ahara. The ahara for tiger, the food for the tiger is that only. The tiger doesn't come, where is the khichdi, where is the halwa, where is the sabji, no, the tiger doesn't bother about that. Tiger's food is that only. That is what tiger is meant for. So same way, one living entity becomes a food for another living entity. And also the Vedic system as a concession also. Okay, yeah, some people are there, and that's why Prabhupada explains there in the purport, no, like where this is the food. The human being's ahara is like this only, sattvic ahara. But sometimes, no, like there is a concession, if you can't, if you want to have a tendency to eat, then you can eat a lower animals. We are not giving a guidance or recommendation or anything, but suggestion, because if somebody is not able to control the senses, control that, then you have to be prepared. Mamsa. Mamsa means, now I am killing you, just after some time you will come and you will kill me. Anybody who has a brain substance who will understand this, I am going to kill you now and you are going to come and kill me, they will not accept for this proposal. So that is why Shastra gives this kind of restrictions. And Prabhupada says in the purport, as mentioned here in the Dvipadam Chatushpata, the four-legged animals as well as food grains or eatables for the human beings. These four-legged animals are those such as deer, goat, not cows, which are meant to be protected. Goraksha. Goraksha is a very important aspect of Vedic system, because that is why Krishna goes to say, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya. Because he is so much attached to the cows, because this cow protection so much important, because cow means every aspect of cow, cow milk, cow, whatever, that even all the byproducts coming from the cow, everything is valuable for our system. So that is why Krishna attaches so much importance. And here it says, generally the men of higher classes of society, the Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaisya, do not eat meat. That is a general rule. General rule is that one. Do not eat meat. They don't go into indulge in this activity. But the sometimes Kshatriyas go to the forest to kill animals like deer, because they have to learn the art of killing. So that is a kind of training. Sometimes they go and do. But not necessarily every time they eat also. But this is like to maintain that sometimes the animals come in, they have to be attack that thing. And so they do that. And so sometimes they kill, and Sudras to eat animals such as goats. Cows, however, are never meant to be killed or eaten by human beings. Period. Yeah, that is why it's so much importance is given for the cow protection, goraksha. And it says in the Bhagavad Gita the characteristics of the Brahmana, characteristics of the Vaishya, and Kshatriya, and the characteristic of Vaishya, it says Krishi Goraksha Vanikya. Krishi Gorakya Vanijyam Vaishya Karma Subhavaja. The Vaishya Karma is, they have to do protection, co-protection and Vanijyam. This is the business, whatever their business. So, and it says, indeed, one who kills a cow must suffer for as many years as there are hairs on the body of a cow. It's very, very heavy karma, heavy duty karma actually. So we have to be very, very careful. If at all somebody has to eat something else, if we don't recommend eating anything else also, except Krishna Prasadam. But if at all he has, he can't control or whatever some circumstances, situations, something else, not definitely go, don't go near the cow, because cow killing is very, very dangerous. And one of the Prabhupada says this is like a mother. He says in the, towards the end of the purport, there are seven mothers are there. Krishna, this is like a Atma Mata Guru Patni, Brahmani, Rajapatnika, Dhenu, Dhatri, Tataprithvi, Saptaita, Matara, Smuta. This is seven people are mothers. Sometimes we think only one mother. There are not one mother. Atma Mata is own mother. Guru Patni is the Guru's wife. And Rajapatni is the king's wife, queen. Rajapatni. Dhenu, Dhatri. Dhenu is cow. Cow is also mother. If you do anything to the cow, then actually this is, we are creating harm to the mother. So that is another instruction here. And Prabhupada says, Manu Samhita says, Pravrtir esha bhutana nivrtishchu mahabala. We have many tendencies in this material world, but in human life, one is meant to learn how to curb those tendencies. It is very important actually, because it's not that the thing is there, doesn't wait for me to eat. Sometimes people argue that living entities are there for us to eat only. Why can't you eat this then submarine actually? Submarine is also there, you can eat submarine, you can eat something else. No, because the living entities, as a human being, we have a responsibility that, what is my food, what is my ahara? Then where do we refer? We refer the Shastra. Krishna says also, Bhagavad Gita, what he wants. Yajna Shishta Sinasanto Musyante Sarvagil Vishay Bunjate Te Aham Papa E Pachanti Atma Karanati. Because when we eat for our own sense gratification, we incur sin. But when we take Krishna Prasada, then we are relieved from all these sinful reactions. Those who desire to eat meat may satisfy the demands of the tanks by eating lower animals, but they should never kill cows, who are actually accepted as the mother of human society because they supply milk. The Shastra especially recommends Krishi Gorakshya. The Vaisya section of the humanity should arrange for the food of the entire society through agricultural activities and should give full protection to the cows, which is most useful animal because we supply milk to human society. Because it is neat. This is like the whole Prabhupada says on the milk, give the nutrition for the brain. It is like that is why it's wonderful. Even though you may find out so many other reasons for not drinking milk, we don't want to get into the discussions. But best thing is like by looking after the cows nicely and then taking the milk. And so here the personality Soma is trying to impress upon the prachetas. Now this is the type of thing you have to do, because you, it's not like the trees are giving trouble, but it has to be looked after properly. The same way when Prithu Maharaj also had the same dilemma. The earth was not producing anything, and then he got very angry, and then he wanted to punish Mother Earth also. So that then Mother Earth said, why would I produce things for the rakshasas, demons, I don't want to produce. That is why Mother Earth is hiding everything. The same way it applies to us also. Because if we remember Krishna, if we perform Sankirtan, if we remember the Lord, pastimes, everything, and then we engage in this Krishna Katha, then automatically the devatas, they also become very happy. Actually, devatas are not like, they know exactly. They know exactly, because when devotees are performing Sankirtan, and they are very happy. They're not that devatas are like another kind of competition for Krishna. No, they are not competitors. Because Krishna has given them the position so that they can perform their respective duties. So devatas also become very happy. That is why in the third chapter, Prabhupada explains about this. Even though devata worship is not recommended, but still people who are not on that level directly worshipping Krishna, okay, you at least accept some authority. Devata, so Prabhupada says here, the demigods being pleased by the sacrifices will also please you, and thus by cooperation between men and demigods, prosperity will reign for all. And then it says, in charge of various necessities of life, the demigods being satisfied by the performance of yajna will supply all necessities to you, but he who enjoys such gifts without offering them to demigods is certainly a thief. So these are all the injunctions are there. So Kali Yuga, in the same purport, Prabhupada says, the Kali Yuga, the best sacrifice is Sankirtan yajna. Currently, if somebody asks you to go and perform Ashwamedha yajna, you will faint actually. All the items needed for Ashwamedha yajna, if I give a list, then that's it. You will not even get up to perform Ashwamedha yajna. So best thing is, take this process of Sankirtan yajna, not very complicated. This is wherever, alone also, with the devotees also, you can perform Sankirtan yajna, and that is most beneficial. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorified. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna. Because this Yajna Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. The person who has a brain substance, Sumedha, then only he will come to this. Otherwise, he will just roam around there, perform different things, and then will not get any result actually. So, Kali Yuga, it is the best process. So, we have to, these are all the things for our benefit actually. So, we have to take advantage of this opportunity given, and this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission for taking this Sankirtan. So we participate in it. Yeah, the devotees are already participating. So this way we can take full benefit of that, and we can achieve what the purpose of this creation of this material world, we can achieve. stop here if there is any questions or comments. Yes, Mother.
The mutual cooperation with demigods, yeah. That is when we're not allowed to
do demigod worship, right? Demigod worship in the sense, see, we have offer respects to the devatas. See, like in Jagannath Puri, the prasad which is offered to Jagannath is offered to Bimala Devi. So it's like a worship is one thing, and also offering respects is a different thing. Because if somebody worships Lord Shiva as a Vaishnavana Metta Sambhu, then there's nothing wrong in that. But if somebody worships Lord Shiva, he is all in all, he is the controller, he is the protector, then there is a little bit, even Lord Shiva may not like that statement. Because yeah, Lord Shiva is a great devotee. If somebody worships Lord Shiva, I say he is a great devotee of Lord Vishnu or Krishna, and then that way you're not contradicting. So this is that way it's acceptable. But not separately, independently worshipping them, it's not recommended.
It's a mutual cooperation.
Yeah.
That you worship.
Yeah, yeah. No, mutual cooperation is like when we see, like Krishna has given authority to these devatas, so to administer. So when you do this thing, and then they also get the satisfaction. But Krishna says also, when the devatas, when the living entities worship Krishna, devatas get the same satisfaction. So it's not that okay, devatas are not getting satisfaction. Because the point is, not everybody is in the same level to take directly to Krishna worship or Vishnu worship. No, they are not everybody is in that level. So it's a gradual process, gradual elevation. So slowly, okay, at least see any Vedic process starts with Achyutananda Anand. So then what is this Achyutananda? Slowly they will hear, slowly they will come to the conclusion. But it takes time. But if somebody directly takes to Krishna consciousness, they already surpass all this devata worship. Because devatas are automatically worshipped. When worshipping Krishna, all the devatas, all respects, everything is automatically given. Devatas are very happy that the living entity is doing the right thing. See, that's why, you know, it's important. Devatas are not like that. They think if somebody is worshipping Krishna, they become very happy. Why Lord Shiva has to come and appreciate the Prachetas? Because Prachetas were very nice devotees of the Lord. That is the reason. Same way, when we do this devotional service, so automatically devata worship is included in that. But it doesn't mean that, okay, so immediately Lord Shiva, you just turn away and run away or something. No? He is a great Vaishnava. Please, we pray to Lord Shiva also. Please, let me be engaged in service of the Lord. That prayer is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he visited different Shiva temples also. He went to Lingaraj temple, he went to Madurai Meenakshi temple, all the temples he visited. But he went, and what is his thing? He is a Supreme Lord. He just went there to bless all the devotees. So that is okay. That's our understanding from the Shastra. Rekshabhu.
The demigods are Krishna's servants.
Correct.
So,
yes.
And so when we engage in Krishna's service, that's cooperating with demigods. So it's not that we have to have any connection with the demigods. We're already connected with them when we serve Krishna.
Yeah.
So serving Krishna means cooperating with demigods.
Yes, correct. Because
that's what they do.
Yes, correct. Because the demigods are appointed or authorized by Krishna. So when we follow the authority, then the demigods are also pleased. So that's sometimes the demigods become little bit deviation, like Indra becomes puffed up. You don't find that because this is maybe once in a millennium sometime. It's not like every day Indra wakes up in the morning and immediately get puffed up. No, it doesn't work like that. Sometimes he gets up because he forgets also somewhere. So, but most of the time, as Prabhu says, yes, they are the servants of the Lord. As such, we are also servants of the Lord. But they are empowered servants to look after certain portfolios. So that way, by worshipping Krishna, automatically all the devatas are pleased, devatas are all worshipped. That's why Narada Muni says, Yata taror mule nishechanena tripyanti tatkanda bhujopashaka. By just watering the root of the tree, everything is nourished. By just the food in the stomach, same way when Achyuta is worshipped, everybody else is satisfied, automatically satisfied. So not like no need to separately go and worship this separately. But there are people, what to do, because it's not 100% the all Krishna conscious. So, yes, bro.
The spiritual master is considered to be the sum of all.
Yes, correct.
The spiritual master represents. Yeah. So when we worship the spiritual master,
automatically,
and by following his instruction,
yes,
which again is to serve Krishna,
yes,
then we're automatically in sync.
Yes. Correct. So that's why we have our thing is we don't have a separate thing for worshipping the demigods. But just if it's like even in our this thing, some Shivaratri and some special days are coming. Because in one sense offering among Vaishnavas, offering respects also is not considered like a offering respect and worship is like a Shivaratri day come. But point is how we connect them to Krishna. That is what important. Not like independently if you think, then it becomes a little bit of deviation. Like Shiva, Lord Shiva, yes, Lord Shiva is a great devotee. Then the connection with the Lord is there. But if independently, then it's not that important. So that we have to remember also. Yes, Prabhu.
We have a question. While we are talking about demigods, Indra, so when Krishna was given, Krishna said, go over them.
Yes.
So what was the reason why Indra forgot about Krishna? Or what was the reason for the Leela?
See, Indra, because what happens personally, like this is like devatas also, like as Prabhu said, they are also living entities. Okay, sometimes we are also living entities. They are also living in Jiva. They are also Jiva only. Up to Brahma, they are also like Jiva only. Jiva, living entities only. But they are empowered living entities, exalted living entities. Sometimes we do forget. We forget also. So the devatas also, they forget also. They forget the supremacy of the Lord. Oh, my Lord, He is the supplier of everything. Today I am sitting here because by the power of... But Indra forgot. Momentarily he forgot actually. He thought, like, I am the separate controller. He saw this small boy. He is trying to stop my puja, Indra puja. And then he got very offended actually. He didn't realize that my power is coming from him only. So that is why Indra, Krishna, has to come and teach a lesson for Indra. As I said, like this is sometimes it happens. Especially in Indra, there are few times it happens. When for Parijada, again he stopped. Right? So many things. We have to be careful. So it's criticizing Indra. We are, for us also mainly, we have to be careful. When we are in the material world, we get puffed up. We don't have anything, still we get puffed up. Right? What do we have? We don't have Indra Loka, Chandra Loka, nothing is there. Just one bedroom apartment only, we get very puffed up actually. I am very controller, all these things we think. But so point is, we have to remember who we are, who the Lord is, and how we have to surrender. So that is the purpose of the whole thing. Anything else? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srimad Prabhupada ki jai.